endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, during the first hour of today's show, hold your hands up to the air, touch the speakers. It is the Blueprint Power Hour, where we take building muscle and strength into a religious event. We're going to be talking with Rob Regish during the first hour. We also have another visit from Coach Gareth Denyer, giving us a report from the trenches. Later in the show, Brooks Kubik. Brooks Kubik was shaking his head the other day. He was shaking his head in frustration. Why, Brooks? Why? We're going to find out later in the show. He's got some really interesting things to talk about. Before we get started, I just want to mention Age Force, a major sponsor of this show, has introduced a new Omega-3 Ubiquinol CoQ10 patch and has a buy one, get one free for my audience only through Wednesday night. So go to superhumanradio.com and check out the new Omega-3 CoQ10 patch. Okay. Rob Regish, how you doing?
Great to be back. Thanks for having me, brother.
Yeah, this is the Blueprint Power Hour. It's a religious event now, you know, where people get the religion of we go and we worship in the gym, don't we?
Doing the deed.
Gareth is laughing in the background there. Gareth Denyer is on the phone with us also. Gareth, as you know, is a coach. You're in Texas, right, Gareth?
Yes, sir, down here in Houston.
Yeah, in Houston. Small
Houston,
place,
Texas.
Small town.
Oh, yeah.
He's a small
yeah.
town coach in Houston, Texas. Anyway, and every now and then you come on the show and you give us reports. The last couple times you've been on the show, you reported about some of the athletes, the young athletes you've been exposing to some of the tenets in the Blueprint and the remarkable advances they've made in strength. And how long have you been a coach again?
I've been training for now for 18 years.
Okay, so these strength increases you're seeing, you're not a neophyte. You're like, wow, this is remarkable. These kids are doing something different, and it's all because of the Blueprint.
Do you have any
updates on any of your students right now?
Well, they're definitely all getting stronger. We're probably now into the third phase with the most of the boys with Rob's loading programs. So, and we'll be maxing out sometime in about a couple weeks after the it's now the fourth loading phase. So we actually, one of the boys is actually going to Tulsa. I mentioned before, he's gone up 30 pounds. He just finished the second loading pattern. So he's up a total of 50 since he started.
Holy mackerel. That's amazing. So now, are these kids chomping at the bit? Are they like they can't wait for their max effort day to come?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've got to hold them back sometimes because they always want to get more in. And as a coach, you have to pull them back some because they want to continue to lift. And put on the weight. That actually happened to one of the boys that I train right now. He's actually going to a D3 school. He finished one of the loading patterns yesterday, about the fifth workout into it, and he said he could do more. I'm like, no, back off. And the younger guys are a little bit more. they're excited.
They don't know that old saying, leave something in the tank for next time.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that's not what you're here to talk about today, Gareth. You're here to talk about Rob Regish's introduced his first supplement recently called Synthogen. And there have been people out there who have, detractors who have said, you know, the same thing they said about Rob when it came to writing a training manual. They said, well, what does Rob know about supplements, you know? But in the meantime, the people in the trenches are reporting some great things, and apparently you have been using Synthogen. Is that correct?
Yes. Started about 3 weeks ago.
Now, have you changed anything else about your diet, your style of training, you're getting better sleep, anything else change along with the introduction of Synthogen?
We did add, Rob introduced me to the new waxing maze that you actually talked about a few weeks ago. That
right.
was the first thing that I incorporated. And other than that, it's everything else I've kept quite the same.
Okay. All right, so talk about Synthogen. You've been taking it for 3 weeks now?
Yes, 3 weeks.
What do you notice? 3 weeks. What do you notice that's different?
Well, I think from the very start of it is the increase in the sense of well-being, and which carries over to the workout itself.
Really?
Definitely. I don't want to classify it as a nootropic, but maybe who's to say? Maybe there is some type of nootropic effect. But you know, your energy levels are up. You just have better focus. That's why I actually take my first dose about 11 a.m. In the morning. Some are taking it at night, like Rob suggests, but I like to have some energy throughout the day. And I take my first dose first thing at about 11 o'clock. But it carries over throughout the day. I can tell this at just higher energy levels. And like I said, those energy levels carry throughout the workout.
So what's going on with the workout? What are you noticing different? So you pushing harder or what?
Well, definitely. As far as work capacity, you know, increase in strength, the intensity
itself. But my audience right now may say, yeah, mm-hmm. but you've introduced the Waxy Maze pre-workout, you're, right? Is that, are you using
yeah.
a pre-workout?
Yeah, you know, but the thing is this, I've used similar things to Waxy Maze. And also, too, though, I did start the Waxy Maze 6 weeks prior to the Synthogen.
Oh, okay.
So if there's any differences as far as energy and then work capacity and strength and intensity of workouts, any difference in that, I can notice definitely since I started almost 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know,
so you feel like that it has made some changes both in the gym and outside the gym?
Definitely. Yep. And Rob and I talked earlier, and then the thing is about it, the Synthogen, is that it's almost like every week that you do take it, or every few days that you take it, you notice something else.
Hmm.
Rob,
I have some questions too. So, go ahead.
It's kind of curious because it has both an acute and a cumulative effect. And by that, what I mean is this, and this is going, you know, this is being reported virtually by everyone that's got their hands on it, a lot of them running it in isolation. First, they're taking a dose pre-workout, and in virtually every case, it obliterates delayed onset muscle soreness and the beat-up feeling that you have after the workout. Matter of fact, I have to counsel guys not, you know, you're done with your workout and you feel like doing more. So that's one of the things.
Okay, Rob, urgent. why would you, but you, do you suggest that people take this in the evening or at night before bed?
We're still working out the optimal dose protocol. It would seem that the slam dunk is pre-workout. There's no question about that. It's just it blows your mind when you wake up the next morning and you start to question whether you even trained the next day. The pre-bedtime dose is something that I've also recommended due to the fact that Synthogen's actives go to work repairing muscle tissue. And we know most of the repair, regeneration, and growth occurs during sleep. So those are the two times a day that I originally recommended. The other thing that guys are noticing is, and this is what I've been doing, I've since switched my dosing, I'll take a full dose before a big meal, and the nutrient repartitioning effects have to be experienced to be believed.
But Rob, there are people out there that are going to say, well, Rob, are you using a DEXA scan? Are these anecdotal? You know, I mean, when people start talking about nutrient repartitioning, how long, over what period of time are you seeing these changes?
It's about 6 hours.
Really?
I know Gareth will be able to speak to this, but let me put it this way. I've put the tape measure to it. I put the tape measure both to my waist and the muscle bellies immediately after the meal, but you don't even need to do that because one of the other curious effects that are being reported, and again, this is by many, many people that have picked it up, is the increase in vascularity, and I'm not an overly vascular guy, but my veins stick out like snakes.
Now, do you think that's a result of the muscles becoming more plumped because of this supposed repartitioning effect?
No, there are two actives in Synthogen that radically increase blood flow, not only to the body, but also to the brain, which assists in bringing the Synthogen's entire payload to the muscle. And that blood flow to the brain, by the way, I suspect, don't know for certain yet, but I suspect it's responsible for that feel-good effect that
the sense of well-being. But there's no stimulants in this product.
No, and that's the beauty of it. You know, I wanted to craft something that could be taken during the day, taken at night. You know, I know there are, I have a lot of guys that train later in the day. And this is just the ideal product to do that with because you take it, and as Gareth pointed out, you have this urge to do more. Now, that gets amplified once you get into the workout. It feels like you've been hooked up to a generator. And, you know, I'm sure there are a ton of people out there that have are saying to themselves, oh, I've heard all this before. Well, don't take it from me.
Okay, let's stop you right there for a second, because I don't want people to think is that this is some sort of sales pitch. We really did have Gareth. I mean, Gareth, you have had remarkable results with this, and you're not a newcomer to, this isn't your first time to the rodeo. You've used supplements before, I have to believe, and some of them you feel like you wasted your money on, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Not with this.
So what would you say to somebody that's out there going, man, I'm going to plunk down my hard-earned money once again for something, and it's not going to live up to my expectations. Do you think that this product lives up to your expectations?
Above and beyond.
Really?
Yes. And I've tried, like, I'm like you, Carl. I like the idea of taking supplements. Just the whole thing, it's just kind of, I think when you're into lifting, I like to be kind of on a routine. And so when you're implementing these kind of things into your daily routine, it just makes you feel like you're on course. And I think with Synthogen, it's hard to explain because there's so many things that happen along with it. Rob and I talked about it too, is I wake up early to do cardio about 3 a.m., and since I've been taking Synthogen, it's been a breeze. And
really?
At times before, it's amazing.
Okay.
Even while you're, go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry.
How many times a day are you taking Synthogen? You? How many times are you taking it?
I'm taking it once at 11 a.m., and then I also take it at night, pre and post workout.
Okay. All right. So you're taking it three times a day, once in the morning.
Yes.
And then one pre and one post workout. And the dose is what? Two capsules?
Seven.
Oh, okay. So you're really delivering something here. Okay. So
it actually, I don't personally recommend taking quite that much. We've seen people do excellent just on twice a day, five caps a shot. So my original thoughts were seven caps, a dose twice a day. But it's turning out that it's working better, the finished product, than the prototype, and therefore I'm thinking strongly now that the dosing recommendations, you don't need to dose it that high.
Okay. All right. So even at that, so you're looking at, and on non-training days, you're just taking your AM dose and that's it, Rob?
Yeah, you take, a lot of guys just take it in the AM on non-training days.
What about you, Gareth? Do you do that?
That's how I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm just taking it once, 11 a.m.
All right. Look, I'm going to challenge you, Gareth, okay? And you're probably a lot bigger than me, so that's why it's a good thing we're separated by a lot of geography. I'm challenging you to come back on this show and report to me in another 3 weeks if you still are this enthusiastic about the supplement. And I really want you to no holds barred. I mean, if it turns out like, you know what, it was the greatest thing since sliced bread for 3 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks and then it stopped, then we know we have to cycle it. But I want you to come back on the show in 3 weeks and give us a report.
Sure thing, Carl. Will do.
Okay. We have to take a break. We've gone a little long here, but I really am intrigued by this, Rob. I have to be honest with you. I'm one of those people out there that doesn't think you're that smart. I'm only kidding.
I'll tell you what. I've been hearing it since day one.
I know. You know, Rob and I laugh about it because we talk about it because there's people out there like, well, who's Rob Regish? And how's he writing these training manuals and all this? And meanwhile, people are getting stronger and leaner. And it's working. It's like, well, stop asking who Rob Regish is and take a shot and read something that he wrote. How about that one? You know? And like, who was Vince Gironda before anybody knew who Vince Gironda was, right? He had to come out someplace. He didn't come out of the womb with that body, that's for sure.
I understand the skeptics, Carl,
yeah,
but
I know,
for the
I know.
Blueprint Army, it's just another day in Gainesville.
There you go. There you go. Listen, Garrett, thanks for being on the show today, okay?
Thank you, Carl.
All right, stay tuned.
When
we come back, Rob is going to live up to his commitment to answer your questions. And you know he puts a lot of thought into these answers, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With your auntie and uncle in Bel Air, I begged them to lead her with her the other day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Comley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It is the official Blueprint Power Hour, and we're going to get to the subject matter, which is answering your questions. So let's get right to it. Huh, Rob?
You got it.
Joey Gleason says, hi, Rob. Quick question on MPS.
Synthogen.
First, a comment. What's MPS?
Mass Pro Synthogen. That's the full name.
Oh. I've been on it for 2 weeks now and my second BP run, and to be honest, I'm almost feels like I'm cheating. Recovery is great, but I'm almost starting to feel embarrassed by some of the comments that people I run into. Are you serious? They're saying to him, hey, you need a license to carry those things when wearing a muscle shirt? Really?
This is typical of the feedback I'm getting.
Are you serious? Rob, this sounds like something that, okay. Stupid question.
Let me just put it this way. Nobody got comped any free stuff. They all bought the product. That's the best way I can put it.
Okay. Anyway, the biggest problem he feels right now is he's fearful of running out. Like most, I'm fearful of running out. It's that good. Any chance you'll change the next batch, or is it possible to get another four bottles in on the first batch? What does that mean? I'm not sure what he's talking about, the batch.
Well, basically, the first two batches of Synthogen completely sold out. There's a small supply coming in.
So you're limiting how many bottles people can buy from each
batch. Well, no, not necessarily. What happened was we wanted to do black and white caps the first run, but the lab said they couldn't get them. I said, look, it's not the color of the caps is not what's important. It's what's in them. You know, run what you got. The second batch, the mother load, is due in June 1st or thereabouts, you know, for the national promotion. So there should be no worries about running out, hopefully, you know, in the interim.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, thanks again so much. And can't wait for another for SHR University and trying the Arm Blast, which is going to be coming up very shortly. I mentioned Superhuman University is launching. It's not going to be one of these crap seminars that people are giving away for free because they just want people to show up at their website. You're going to really learn something that you can use, apply, take, and use. So hold on to your hats, folks. It's coming. All right. Marcus Duncan says, hey, Guru, can you speak more on the form? But, Rob, I can't keep doing Synthogen things right now.
I'm going to skip over the Synthogen
part. Yeah, I understand that. And these are copied and pasted right from Rob's Facebook, just for the record. So it's not like as though he's writing these. And okay, let's see here. Dennis Rogowski says, hey, Rob, can we follow up a little on the buffering of lactate? I'm leaning out right now, and it occurred to me that since hydrogen ion concentrations achieved during training is at least correlative to with growth hormone, if not causative, then will buffering supplements reduce my ability to lean down? I got to think these supplements are a net positive for growth, but maybe not for cutting. And this is actually a great question, and I've thought about this too in a different area. So go ahead, answer his question first.
Okay. Well, Dennis does bring up an excellent point, doesn't he?
Yes.
He's been, you know, that's a very shrewd observation. So to be totally honest, I looked, and I'm not aware of any research looking at this specific quandary. However, I can postulate as to the fact that he's right, at least insofar as giving up some potential fat loss via a lesser amount of growth hormone increase, given less lactate being generated. Mm-hmm. So having said that, Dennis, I think the ideal solution for you here would be using the creatine and IP6, enacetyl hexaphosphate that I discussed on a prior episode, in an acute dosing format prior to certain workouts versus using something like Synthogen or even beta-alanine.
Right.
So by using that strategy, Dennis, what you'll be able to do is it'll allow you to tailor each workout to get the benefits of both optimal performance and growth by using the creatine and IP6 prior to and during the workout, or foregoing that combination, or at least the IP6, prior to your lactic acid tolerance training sessions where you're working real fast and the objective is to boost blood lactate, which we know increases growth hormone.
And that's exactly the point. You know, we've done shows on this. We've done shows over the past few years that link muscle congestion, like the ones on Katsu, and the buildup of lactate to actually triggering a variety of growth factors, insulin-like growth factor, mechanogrowth factor, in the muscle tissue. This is not circulating. This is released by the sarcomeres when they stretch contract, and as a result of that, they increase in the presence of lactate. So
right.
when we use these buffering agents, this is something I've thought about a lot, especially like things like beta alanine. I think if you're looking to win a medal in speed skating or running, for instance, or bicycling, you don't care whether your muscles grow and get bigger and stronger as a result. You just need to make sure that they don't collapse under the weight of the event.
Yeah.
So maybe these buffering agents really are not a good idea in retrospect in our game.
Well, it's a good news, bad news situation. The good news is we have supplements today that have real physiological effects and benefits.
Yeah.
You know, the bad news is some of those can work against you given a specific goal, such as boosting growth hormone via lactic acid accumulation.
Yeah, which obviously, I guess we want lactate. So I guess I better stop taking my beta alanine stuff.
Well, depends on the goal, right?
Yeah. No, my goal is to get bigger and stronger. My goal is not to be able to outlast the workout.
Right.
You know, so that I think that speaks to it. Okay, good question. Very, very good question. All right, let's see. So now let's go to Sam Anderson. I think there's a first question by Sam Anderson. I don't recognize the name. Hey, bro, my lower chest has good shape, but upper needs to fill out a bit more. I already do incline bench and pullovers, etc. What else to do to help pack the muscle mass on my upper chest? Thanks for the question, Sam.
This is a great question, Sam, and it really illustrates where a lot of the best answers reside in our sports past. And specifically, I'm talking about Vince Gironda, who years ago crafted the perfect exercise to address the issue that Sam's bringing up here about his upper chest and filling it out.
Mm-hmm.
So your ideal solution is what's known as the Gironda V-bar dip, which a lot of gyms, unfortunately, do not have. So if you can picture it, a pair of dip bars angled out into the shape of a V.
Right.
Alternatively, you could perform wide parallel bar dips, but it's important that you go about it in the proper fashion. So most won't be familiar with this exercise. It's been lost to history, unfortunately. So I'll do my best to explain it, as Gironda himself did in his course, the Vince Gironda Workout Bulletin. And that was originally published in Ironman back in January of 1977, to be specific, volume 36, number 2. I think those courses may be out there somewhere today still.
I think Ron Kozloff has all of the old Vince Gironda courses that he obtained also when he purchased Vince Gironda-NSP.
There you go.
Nutrition.com.
Well worth the investment.
Yeah.
You know, if you're interested. So anyway, with respect to the V-bar setup, if you can't find it, you can use parallel bars. But here's how to go about it. You have to, first thing you want to do is make sure that your hand spacing is about 33 inches apart. The elbows are going to be splayed out wide and straight out from the shoulders, never even positioned slightly back that you see in a traditional dip. The chin is down, buried into your chest, and the back is rounded forward with the feet underneath your face and pointed down. The practical,
so you almost look like a seahorse.
Yeah, yes, exactly. The practical effect is you wind up looking like a half moon or a seahorse. Now, to help people visualize this, I posted a picture on my Facebook page I forget who it was, might have been Bill Pearl, that was performing these, and he's doing them in flawless, you know, form. If memory serves, he was a student of Vince's. So what you want to do here is dip as far down as possible and then return as high as you can. The hands are angled inwards as opposed to a regular pronated grip that you'll see on dips.
Right.
So I would highly suggest all of those of you that are interested in using this exercise, purchase the course if you can. If you're not interested in that, absolutely check out the picture on my Facebook page. It's at the very top. It'll help you visualize the movement. It hits the chest exactly where it needs to be to fill in the upper portion, if you will. And it, again, this is an exercise that is gold, and unfortunately it has been lost to history.
Yeah. So
I'm hoping that helps.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got plenty more questions. If you have not seen a copy of the Blueprint yet, you're missing out on an opportunity to grow with great advice right from Rob Regish. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad. And if you want to try a new supplement while you're there at the website, learn about Synthogen. Find out what is all the rage. And email me and let me know what you think of it. I'd like to hear from more people. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Comley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy to maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Rob Regish, formerly the author of The Blueprint, now the author of The Blueprint, and apparently the formulator of a really, really popular supplement called Synthogen. Okay. The next question comes from Rob Haas. Rob, when you discuss the merits of various proteins, can you include nutrient ingestion timing and any possible synergistic effects of combinations for optimal results? Thanks. Yes. Thanks for the question, Rob Haas.
This is a great question, and it kind of plays into Marcus Duncan's question prior. So I'd like to, you know, maybe combine the answers because they are certainly applicable. First, with respect to timing of the various protein sources, I'll offer this, and it's kind of the short course because of the time limitations we have. But let's look at whey, right? By far the most commonly used supplemental protein. In my opinion, whey is ideal just prior to or consumed with breakfast. Why? Because it gets amino acid levels up in the bloodstream quickly. Doubly so if you have a whey that's partially hydrolyzed, because we know the diene-derived peptides are absorbed quicker and have their own unique transport mechanism. So that's where I would place whey. In terms of whole food proteins, meats, eggs, and cottage cheese are ideal before bed. Why? Because they digest very slowly. They de facto, they trickle amino acids into the bloodstream overnight, which will limit catabolism that some are prone to, particularly ectomorphs. Now, there's a third category of proteins which are really free-form or peptide-bound amino acids, usually derived either from whey or casein. And those are ideal either prior to or during or even perhaps immediately after the workout because they are so fast. And that's an important point because although people think whey is a fast protein, and relatively speaking it is, most wheys are still intact proteins, meaning they're peptide bound. And it takes a while, up to 90 minutes in some cases, for the aminos to show up in the bloodstream. So to recap, those are the, let's say, three categories of proteins that I would use. That's how I would use them. There is no question, and this is from the guy, right, that sells Synthogen, that whole food proteins should be the base of your diet. Plenty of muscle can and has been built over the years with whole food and whole food alone. And the merits there really include greater satiety, keeping yourself full, versus the supplemental proteins, which are typically powders or pills. The slower rate of digestion is another, you know, facet of it. And even more importantly, there are various other micronutrients found in whole food, not found in supplements, such as iron, arachidonic acid in red meat, even conjugated linoleic acid, which have been extracted and put into supplement form. But, you know, why not get that in your whole foods,
right,
too? It just makes sense.
Right, right.
So hopefully that answers your question, guys. And, again, any sound nutrition plan, you're getting most of your proteins from whole food, and then supplementing where appropriate.
Okay, this was just posted on my Facebook page while you were talking, actually, it appeared. It's from Richard Patterson. He says, I took Mass Pro Synthogen 30 minutes ago and am training right now. Pull-ups, lateral raises, and bodyweight squats with lots of rest since I am also working. When I do not train, Mass Pro Synthogen makes me tired in a way that rhodiola rosacea does. But when I train, especially after a little bit of coffee, I believe it enhances my drive to train and therefore my endurance. It seems more like a mental booster than physical, although how can you really distinguish between the two? I look forward to continuing its use. So there you go.
Yeah.
Totally unsolicited. He just put it up there.
Yeah, I appreciate that feedback. And really, I think what he's speaking to here is it does have a curious effect, not just on the body, but also on the brain. And I would further look forward to his feedback in the coming weeks because, you know, if guys are impressed now, I guarantee by week three is when it really hits, and it's just I'm grateful that you're having success with it. We are still, like I said, looking for the lowest effective dose. And I think that just makes sense, not just from a physiological standpoint, but from a financial standpoint. Because guess what? I pay for mine, too. You know?
You don't have anybody comping you?
I want to stretch a bottle as much as anybody does. So thank you. I appreciate that feedback.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to take this break early because we have two questions left. And also, we seem to get questions from a lot of the same people. And I think it's because a lot of people are afraid to ask questions. Maybe they feel like, oh, this question isn't important, or maybe it's too simplistic of a question. You know, I know a lot of people listen to the show that we do with Rob Regish because I get emails from people and they'll always say, by the way, I love this show and I love that show, or I listen to this show. And even women who say they love the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, which should resume this week, by the way.
Yeah.
But please send your questions in. If you don't want to post them on Rob's Facebook, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. And I'll forward them on to Rob.
Even if you want to do it anonymously, I will answer any question, you know.
Yeah, we don't have to use your name either. Just say that. Please don't use my name and email it in. onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour. I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I don't know. Yeah.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This next question comes from not only a listener of the show, but he was actually on one of the Blueprint Power Hours. That's Amir Rozek. Amir says, "Hey, Rob, since my appearance on last show, I've had many people ask me about fasting. Can you please explain to them in the most simplistic way how it may improve their performance? Thank you very much." And thanks for the question, Amir.
Great question from the Canadian National Kettlebell Champion.
There you go.
Let's not overlook that. The merits of fasting have been known since biblical times. You can go back and see reference to it. It's also been used as a traditional form of healing for centuries, you know, as far back as you can go. Certainly the American Indians knew this, and I can get into that on another episode.
And so did Bernard McFadden. He promoted it. When you
and
get sick, stop eating, he'd say.
Yeah, and it is a way that the body uses to heal and cleanse itself. And for those of you that live on a farm or in a rural area, you'll know this because when an animal gets sick, you'll oftentimes hear the farmer say, it's gone off its feed.
Yeah.
And that's the body. Its body is telling it, you know, give the digestive tract a break. So in terms of merits and forms, here's the short course, I guess, on it. Fasting has many forms, but the baseline fast would be just a water fast throughout the day where you're taking in nothing but water and say lots of it for about 16 to 17 hours. And I specify that time period as to when to break your fast at that 16, 17 hour mark because I have seen research that protein synthesis peaks at that time. Now, certainly fast can be continued for days, weeks. In some cases, people have done it for months. I wouldn't recommend that for performance enhancement because we know, you know, catabolism becomes real after a certain time period. So the merits, though, of fasting are many, and they include, most importantly, improved insulin sensitivity, particularly when you exercise in a fasted state. Your body will become much more proficient at processing protein. The efficiency with which your body will use any given amount of protein is vastly, vastly improved. And unbeknownst to many, the glycogen stores in your muscles and your liver are trained such that your body can stretch those for a much longer period of time and does so much more efficiently.
Interesting.
So if someone were to begin experimenting with fasting, I would highly recommend going slow. And by that I mean, you know, the first day, fast until, let's say, 11 a.m. Don't go for the – I made this mistake. Don't go for the gusto and try to fast until 5 or 6 o'clock because I did that one day and couldn't drive home from work. I was so dizzy.
Really?
Yeah. You know, start by fasting until 11 a.m. and then progressively add an hour each day. Your body will very quickly learn to distinguish, and you'll learn to distinguish between real, physiological, and psychological hunger. And by that I mean you'll find yourself fasting and watching TV one day, and, you know, the BK broiler commercial will come on, and all of a sudden you'll be hungry. That's not real hunger. That's psychological hunger, and it's a good illustration of how you're manipulated by advertising.
Yeah.
On a daily basis. Your senses will sharpen up. You will notice this. You will be a little edgier, at least early on. But your eyesight, your hearing, and other senses will sharpen up. As a matter of fact, when they train hawks that work at airports to go after the other birds that are in danger of colliding with airliners, they will not send those birds up unless they're in a fasted state. Because when you're fasting, again, the senses sharpen up and you get more aggressive. So in other words, the bird's ability to hunt and kill is enhanced while they're fasting.
Well, I'll tell you something that I've discovered on my own, and you know I'm an avid fan of fasting. In fact, I'm fasted this morning. I'm on a tea fast. I am drinking some green tea, and that's it. But yep. I haven't eaten since yesterday evening at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And I'll probably go, at least till 3 or 4 o'clock today. I woke up this morning and decided to fast because of the way I feel, and I've got some new missions with my body and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So with that being said, fasting increases dopamine production dramatically. You hear a lot of people talk about getting that euphoric feeling when they fast. It's like, it's like all of a sudden your body feels like you're not thinking about hunger, but you just feel like energized and you feel like you can move faster and think faster. That's dopamine. And you know what? I'm sure there's a study out there. Now that I said it, Adele Musa will probably post a study.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. You don't need a study, to feel this. Final point. One of the huge benefits of fasting is this: a wide open blood-brain barrier. What does that mean? It means things like amino acids, large neutral amino acids, which otherwise couldn't get through, easily cross the blood-brain barrier. Now, everybody recalls from high school and college, right? You get drunk a lot faster when you drink on an empty stomach, don't you?
Yeah. I always thought it was just because there was nothing in your stomach to blunt the absorption of the alcohol, but I guess that's not it.
A lot of it has to do with the blood-brain barrier. You'll also find that your stimulants, if you're taking thermogenics or even nootropics, something like Craze, is going to hit a lot harder on an empty stomach. So be aware of that and take advantage of it. You know, boosting growth hormone 400-500% with glycine and GABA is a nice side benefit while you're fasting. And so, by the way, are ingesting branched-chain amino acids such that your body does not have to rob your muscle tissue of leucine, isoleucine, and valine while you're fasting.
Okay, last question. Nate, is it Hamel or Hamiel? Hamiel? I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. It looks like Hamel, but it's got an I-E-L at the end. What's your take on rest days for someone who sits at a desk all day? Do you need as many when the only true physical activity you're having is gym time?
Well, Nate, my answer may surprise you. The conventional wisdom would be you can work out more often because you're not in the gym as much, right? Or better stated, when you're not in the gym, you're not doing something physically demanding. So here, it pays to look at both ends of the spectrum. On the one hand, we have, let's say, a construction worker who works physical labor all day long. Yes, I would imagine his recovery from heavy, intense weight training exercise is going to be impeded, and he'll have to rest longer in between workouts. On the other end of the spectrum, we've got a desk jockey who doesn't do any activity between workouts, and in theory, he's going to recover quicker. I am not of that opinion, and here's why. The people that recover the quickest find the happy medium, which is to say this. They perform some form of general physical preparedness exercise in between, like let's say dragging a sled, a weighted sled, to improve blood flow into the muscle tissue, which brings fresh nutrients from your diet in to repair the muscle and removes waste products that have accumulated from the workout. Now, the other thing you can do, and it's great because you can, again, get outside, take a barbell outside with you, and from a clean position, toss that sucker skyward as high as you can, and keep doing it. It's a fun exercise. There is no eccentric component to it. If you really want to juice up the intensity and the fun, do it in your neighbor's driveway. And bust up some concrete. I guarantee the intensity quotient will go up. But, you know, the real answer to your question is you will do the best with some form of exercise in between workouts that does not include an eccentric component or lowering of weights, which damages the muscle tissue. That would be sled dragging. That would be sledgehammering things. That would be barbell tosses, et cetera. So I know for a fact that will greatly benefit you, and I hope it does, Nate.
Yeah. Very, very good. Very good. Okay, so this Thursday we have a question that I'm supposed to answer, by the way. This one came from Matt Beatty. I actually talked about it on Casual Friday. Matt said that from the things I say on the show, it doesn't sound like I'm using the blueprint, but yet I endorse it. Am I using the blueprint? No, I'm not. I'm not using the blueprint, but I'm using a lot of the tenets described in the blueprint. But I'm not using the blueprint the way Gareth Denyer is using it. And that's because I'm kind of in a transitional phase right now with my body.
I'm
making some major changes with my body. I really want to get leaned out. I almost was as lean as I wanted to be when I turned 50. I'll be 54 this year, and I really want to finish the leaning process once and for all.
It's a fair question, but it also illustrates some of the flexibility inherent in Blueprint, and by that I mean this. I know for a fact, Carl, you pulled out static holds.
Right.
For certain body parts,
right.
Benefited tremendously.
Well, I tell you what else. I keep in mind that even though I knew these things, it wasn't until I started to read the blueprint because of the show that I said, wow, you know, I haven't done super slow movements in a long time. And
yeah.
This is something that, and the way you lay it out, I now incorporate statics into my routines, specifically where the blueprint would have me put them.
Yeah.
But no, but I'm not using the blueprint per se. I'm not using the loading patterns. I'm not on week four. I'm not coming off my fast, you know, all the things that the blueprint army is doing. I'm not doing that, but I'm doing it.
And it's a critical point. So let me just offer this freebie. You know, the blueprint specifies static holds for things such as the abdominals, with a cable or other, you know, machine apparatus. Why? Because the abs need to be overloaded like other muscles, and you can do crunches into oblivion. It's not going to do a damn thing.
Right.
The one of the things that I counsel in Blueprint is to place those static ab crunches at the very end of your workouts, usually when you're working legs, deadlifts, any kind of movement that results in the vertical loading of the spine. And that is a key point because if you were to perform that movement first and you pre-fatigue the abs before a heavy deadlift or squat,
mm-hmm.
you might as well set up the appointment with your chiropractor or general practitioner. And again, I learned that the hard way. I don't want to see guys make the same mistake.
Yeah, understood. Okay, so for those of you who have not seen the blueprint yet, please go to superhumanradio.com. Click the blueprint banner ad. Learn more about this fantastic training guide that is getting so many people so much great results. And while you're there, check out Mass Pro Synthogen, which is Rob Regish's foray. This is the first supplement you've ever launched, right?
Yeah, I actually didn't want to do it, but you know, I saw the market, I saw a niche, I thought I could do it better, and I have.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
Rob, thanks for being on the show today, man.
Thank you for having me, Carl.
Okay.
Really appreciate it.
Okay.
Privilege.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, Brooks Kubik will be on. Brooks is shaking his head in frustration, in bewilderment. Why? We're going to find out just in a moment. Stay tuned. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at US Cell Wellness. Orbit.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, Age Force is offering my audience exclusively a buy one, get one free on their new Omega 3 and CoQ10 patch just through Wednesday. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to learn more. Okay. Brooks Kubik has been cited sitting at his desk inside Physical Culture Temple, surrounded by the books and magazines written by our forefathers of physical culture, shaking his head side to side in disbelief. And I got news of this, and I had to find out what is going on. Brooks Kubik, how you doing?
Hey, Carl, I'm great. Except I am sitting here shaking my head.
I know. And why? Why?
Well, you know, a lot of people think that there was a golden age when muscle magazines had great articles, great training advice, all kinds of really, really valuable material in it, or in them. And that's certainly true. I mean, you know, that's why I spend so much time reading and studying the old magazines, the old articles, the old books and things. But there's also a lot of stuff from the old days that doesn't make much sense, that didn't work real well, wouldn't work real well. And at the end of the day, you end up scratching your head and thinking, why? Case in point, I picked up a copy yesterday of an old Iron Man magazine, older than I am, and I'm 55 now, okay?
Okay.
Old magazine, back in the 50s. And there are a lot of people who think that Perry Rader's Iron Man magazine, you know, Perry Rader founded Iron Man, and he was the chief cook and bottle washer to get the magazine started, and he was the editor and the publisher for 50 years.
He and Mabel, right?
His wife, Mabel. Yeah, he and his wife, Mabel. And And later, when they were in their, late 70s, early 80s, I think it was when they were in their 80s, they sold the magazine to John Bailick, and John Bailick's been running Iron Man since. But Perry Rader's old Iron Man was, you know, a real interesting magazine published in Alliance, Nebraska, you know, hometown values. Perry Rader was a deacon in the church and, you know, deeply religious man, very good man, very, very kind man, very caring man. And he worked really hard to put out a magazine that had lots and lots of advice, and not only articles on the champions and how the champions train, but articles for the average man. And he used to always say, the champion, who he sometimes referred to as the Superman, the champion, the Superman, has advantages that you do not have. And he was talking about genetic potential for building great strength and great muscular size, things like that.
Yeah, and also perhaps because he is dedicated to just that, he's not a working class guy who's going out and working all day and then trying to become a champion. His whole focus of his life is becoming a champion.
Well, there's that, but, you know, frankly, you've got plenty of guys who could do nothing but train all day, and they wouldn't look like champions.
Okay. Well understood. Okay.
But, you know, in any event, you know, he's saying the champions have advantages that you don't have. And, you know, he had a lot of articles for the average man, the working man. In fact, that was, the title of some articles, you know, training programs for the workouts for the working man.
Right.
You know, and that was back in the days when, you know, being a working man meant that, you know, you're probably doing a fair amount of strenuous labor every day.
I was going to say manual labor for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, there was always a bias on what I now refer to as abbreviated training, short workouts, a lot of leg training, a lot of back training, you know, train the legs, train the back, train the shoulders, train the power areas of the body. And you know, Perry urged people, unless you're a champion, stay away from the champion's routines, particularly if we're talking about the routines that are used right before a big contest where someone's just, you know, doing lots and lots and lots of training, trying to burn off fat, get definition for a bodybuilding contest, that sort of thing.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, with that background, you can understand that there were a lot of really great workouts in Perry Rader's Iron Man. Yeah, and a lot of them focused on leg and back training, and, you know, a lot of them helped a lot of men and boys gain many, many, many pounds of muscle. And if you totaled it all up, it, you know, would probably, be thousands of tons of muscle gained by readers of Iron Man over the years. Okay, so I pick it up, and I read an article about a program for guys who are getting started, guys who've been doing a little bit of training, but not a whole lot. And the article was written by a top bodybuilding champion of the era, a man with great genetic gifts for building enormous muscular size and shape.
You don't want to say who it was?
No, okay. I don't want to say okay. Who it was. Yeah. Okay. But, you know, someone
who is well-respected for his...
Well-respected, well-respected then, well-respected today. And I thought, well, this is interesting. So I started reading it. Well, the only leg exercises are two sets of 10 reps in the vertical leg press.
The vertical, that's the one where you're laying on the floor, your legs are pointing straight up, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a real leg press machine, by the way.
Yeah, that's the old-fashioned, original kind of leg press machine. Two sets of 10 in that, three sets of calf raise, and that's it. No squats, no front squats, just the leg presses. And the only back exercises are two sets of shoulder shrugs and two sets of one-arm rowing with a dumbbell. No deadlifts, no hyperextensions, no stiff-legged deadlifts, no power cleans, no high pulls, no power snatches, nothing for the lower back muscles, nothing at all. And the crazy thing about it is if you're not doing squats, you're not getting any lower back and hip work through the squats.
Right.
And then if you're not doing deadlifts, you know, it's like, wow, you're taking these critical areas of the body, critical strength areas, critical areas for building, you know, real world functional strength and development, and you know, to really trigger gains very rapidly in muscle mass, and you're omitting them, and instead we do the, you know, two sets of leg presses, and essentially that's it for the lower body. The back gets some shrugs and some dumbbell rowing, and that's it. And note that it's dumbbell rowing. It's not even barbell bent over rowing, which at least would give you, you know, some work for the lower back muscles.
Well, not only that, but, you know, holding your body rigid and suspending that weight takes a lot more work entirely. You know, I hate to use the word core, but it really recruits a lot more muscle than doing something where you've got a knee and a hand on a bench, and, you know, I mean, it makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so I was really puzzled about this. So I put an article out, and I said, you know, I'm sitting here scratching my head because I just don't understand, you know, how someone who obviously knew how to build his own body has put something out to help young guys when they're starting out, and it's not something that's calculated to get the job done. And, you know, then that triggered a whole line of thought about, you know, Arthur Jones' famous line. I'm thinking about this because we just had the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
You know, Arthur Jones said, if you want to know how to train a racehorse, don't ask a racehorse. Ask the person who knows how to train racehorses.
And,
yeah, you know, and Jones took that, and then he said, if you want to know how to, you know, how to, you know, build strength and muscle, the last person in the world to ask is a champion at building strength and muscle, for example, a bodybuilding champion, because he probably doesn't understand what the average guy needs to do to get there.
Right.
So I had all those thoughts, and I threw them out. It was real interesting. I got all kinds of feedback.
Why did you get all sorts of feedback? What did people take a beef with anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there were some people who said, get rid of that magazine. It doesn't belong in your collection. It's junk. And I was thinking to myself,
well, but I gotta say something. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's no reason to not believe that by doing those exercises, which are highly specialized, mm-hmm. these are more like what am I trying to say? Not specialized, but they're focused on certain muscle groups specifically. There's no reason to believe or not believe that following that direction would build some muscle, but your attitude is you're coming to the buffet and you're not enjoying all the food. You're doing the work, but you're not doing the work that's going to pay you off the most. But I can see where someone who's new at this could get by with just starting that way, because when someone's new, they see results virtually from anything they do, right?
To some degree, yeah.
Okay, I mean, if you disagree, I want you to disagree with me, you know, fervently. If you feel that I'm wrong about that.
Well, if I disagree, I'll disagree incredibly fervently.
Okay.
All right.
So, but obviously, there's got to be some value to that. So, what would you say to that person who says, "Get rid of that magazine. You've got the wrong one in your library there."
Well, in response to one person who said that, you know, I emailed back and I said, "This is an Iron Man magazine from 1950, or whatever the year was, you know, from the 1950s." And, you know, he's like, oh, wow, those are great magazines. And I'm like, yeah. You know, one point I'm trying to make here is, you know, a lot of people think certain magazines are no good and other magazines are great. And
they all recycle the same stuff.
They all recycle the same stuff.
I know.
And you have to pick and choose. You know... there are all kinds of old articles. That, you know, people have pulled stuff from old magazines and they pop them out on the internet. You know, there are websites that are just devoted to nothing but magazine articles, old articles. Well, just because it comes out of an old magazine and it gets posted on the internet does not mean that it's valuable or even valid information.
Exactly. And you know what the worst part is? And I see this even from my side, you know, from mm-hmm. from the audio side. Look, I am not saying that I am a genius or I'm a trailblazer or anything like that. You can't help but recycle topics from time to time. But there are magazines out there, as there are other distribution venues out there, that do nothing but recycle stuff. You know, they take the same articles, they change the words a little bit. Because especially in the magazine business, Randy told me that Weider knew that if you put the words build your upper arms, add inches to your arms, blow your arms, grow those pythons, get big mm-hmm. guns, whatever it is, you put that on the cover of magazines, guys buy those magazines at a much higher rate than if you say deadlift 600 pounds in 15 weeks. It's like, nah, that's not appealing to me. I really want big arms. I just want to really, really have a big set of arms. I want, when I take my shirt off, I want everybody to look at me and go, oh my God, your arms are so big. So it's amazing. These magazines really are just recycling stuff, which is why when I come back, I want to talk to you about this.
Okay.
I'm going to throw a curveball at you, Brooks.
Okay.
You read this stuff. I mean, you're absorbing all this stuff for years now. What are the, like, I want to ask you the three things that still stayed true that you read about in magazines back in the day, and today it's still the same. It's the same deal. It's still true. It still works. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Brooks Kubik. Visit his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy to maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so Brooks, all over the decades, there's some things that just that are worth recycling, reinvestigating. What are they? What do you think they are?
Well, you made it difficult because you said pick three.
Okay, okay.
So I've been scratching my head, but one of the most basic ones, which is very misunderstood, is progression.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is good. Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, and the interesting thing about progression is that the idea of how to demonstrate or how to establish progression has changed over the years based on the equipment that was available. So, for example, let's say we go back to the beginning of physical culture. Milo of Crotonia, the old Greek wrestler, comes up with the idea that he's going to lift a baby bull calf onto his shoulders and walk around the Olympic Stadium carrying this thing on his shoulders. And it's going to be one of his exercises to try to be the champion wrestler of all of Greece. Well, as the bull begins to grow, it grows heavier and heavier and heavier, and he carries it on his shoulders around the Olympic Stadium every day. And so the progression is established by the gradual weight gain, the increase in the weight of the animal. And he ends up at the end of this, he's carrying a full-grown bull. Mind you, back then, a full-grown bull was not as large as it would be today. But he's still carrying it around the Olympic Stadium.
Right.
Becomes ferociously strong and, is so strong and powerful, he wins, I forget off the top of my head, I think it may have been as many as 6 or 7, Olympic wrestling championships.
I mean, that could be called organic progression, because really, he wasn't deciding how much weight to add from session to session. The organic process of the baby bull growing was dictating that.
Yeah, and that's a really good term. I'd never thought of that, but that's really interesting. And the other interesting thing, I mean, it'd be fascinating to replicate this and see if there was any parallel between the animal's growth and Milo's growth in muscular size. Try to figure out how the variables change and the effect, and that'd be interesting. But that was an example of a progression method that was based on the equipment.
Right.
Okay. Well, we go through history and we end up in the 1860s, 1870s, 1880s. People are starting to use barbells and dumbbells in very unusual ways, unusual to the modern eye. And the problem then was that all of the barbells and dumbbells, all of the kettlebells, were solid. They were cast iron. They were globe. They were not adjustable.
That, to some degree, some of them were, right. They had a hole in the globe, and you could put shot or sand in it, right?
Well, that actually came a little bit later.
Okay.
Yeah, but initially, pretty much everything was solid, and the reason was it was so much easier to cast solid equipment. Some of the old time strongmen used the globe weights in part because then they could have a hollow weight that looked incredibly heavy, but it wasn't. And then they could fill it to varying degrees with shot or sand or whatever they wanted to. And so that's sort of how we transitioned into the filling with shot or sand. But think about what happens if you're using a solid iron barbell or dumbbell. You can't add weight to progress. So your progression has to be either performing more difficult exercises or, and this is what they tended to do, you try to do more reps.
Right.
And so you had men who would do contests for reps. You know, take a 120-pound barbell, do as many reps as you can. Take a 200-pound barbell, do as many reps as you can. So, again, you've got the progression system is affected by the equipment. Okay. Well, then, as you said, people started using hollow globe barbells, dumbbells, and kettlebells, and you could fill, you could add lead shot or you could add sand, and you could, you know, vary the weight tremendously. Well, now you've got all kinds of progression methods you can use. You can, you know, add half a pound every time you work out, or, you know, a pound a week, or you can do one set with one weight and then make it heavier and then do a second set with a heavier weight or a third set or whatever. You know, there's different variables. Of course, you've still got the problem that it takes a long time to stop and add more sand to your barbell or pour in more lead shot or pour it out or whatever. So it's not a method that is conducive to multiple weight changes in a single workout, or even really to lots of weight changes.
Right.
So then they invent adjustable barbells and dumbbells, plate-loaded barbells and dumbbells. And now it's very easy to add weight.
Interesting. You know, and that changes the dynamic. What happens, and I'm thinking as you're talking about this, I'm thinking, wow. Because I've come to a revelation of my own in my own life.
What's that?
I have not used good loading patterns in the past few years. I've pushed my body a little harder than I should have pushed it. And as a result, like a car that has been pushed too hard, now you got to go in and fix a lot of different things. You know, my body is showing wear and tear from injuries. And the reality is that I was supposed to go in and train chest and shoulders today, and I decided I need to reboot. And as part of my reboot, I want to be in a position where I'm staying behind that strength curve, not constantly pushing it. And this is interesting because the whole mentality of loading patterns is non-existent before the adjustable barbell and dumbbell comes along, because as you said, you bought a 200-pound dumbbell, you learned to press it once, you learned to press it twice, you learned to press it three times, you learned to press, you were like Milo. The increases were organic. They were driven from within you, not necessarily how much more weight can I slap on this. It's really interesting. And I know a lot of people saying, well, wait, that's organic too, Carl, because you're pushing the weight up. But that's the point. The reality is that far too many of us find ourselves, because we can add weight, thinking that that is what should be done in order to make us progress. Very few of us really do continue to add reps. I don't mean two reps. I mean real reps, like doing the same weight for 25 reps. And I think of it akin to driving an old standard shift car. If you shift too soon, the engine labors. Anybody who's ever drives a clutch shifted car knows what I'm talking about. If you're in second gear and you don't wind out second gear till maybe 3000 RPMs, you shift too soon, you get this little herky jerky, and they call that labor. You know what I'm talking about, right, Brooks?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, our body doesn't have a clutch to chatter where we can go, oh man, I think I may have moved up in weight too soon. And the changes in our physiology sometimes are so subtle that we don't read them, like, oh, my pulse is rapid in the morning, or I'm changing, my appetite is failing. Because we're so mentally driven, we just push through.
Yeah, well, we've lost the instinctive wisdom.
Yes, you know what? And I got a feeling that when you can't change the weight so easily, and all you could do is keep increasing the reps, before you went and plunked your money down for the next size fixed barbell, you probably were able to do 50 or 60 reps with that really heavy weight before you shifted back down again into the next gear.
And the other thing is, you probably didn't change your routine around a whole lot from exercise to exercise, because, again, based on your equipment, you had a relatively limited number of exercises that you could do. And so what people tended to do was to focus on a small number of things that they got really, really, really good at. You know, that, you know, if you've got a 100-pound dumbbell and you learn to do three or four exercises really well with either hand with that 100-pound dumbbell, you know, you're going to be pretty strong and pretty thick and pretty muscular. And it's a much different mindset than what people have now, where they do something for a while, they get bored, and they change things around and they jump to something else because there are so many alternative exercises, alternative pieces of equipment out there. So anyhow, you know, you had asked what's something from the old days that they emphasized that is still valid today, and you know, one of the answers, I think, is progression. And the fascinating thing is that progression has changed with the equipment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the people who teach physical culture, the people who are really serious about imparting the knowledge, the information that will make people bigger and stronger if they just apply it, you know, those people have always taught some form of progression.
Right. And see, and that's where the devil is in the details. Progression is where it all comes together. And how you progress makes a big difference. We have to take a break. We've gone long because I feel like I've had a little epiphany. I got to be honest with you. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. His website is BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. You know what? Brooks will make you think. And those thoughts will lead to greater progress in your training. Go to BrooksKubik.com today. We'll be right back.
Everybody look at me, me. I walk in the door, you stop.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, Brooks, what's one of the other things that you think is worth recycling that maybe they don't talk about anymore in the modern day books?
One of the things that people have talked about over and over throughout the years that is just absolutely critical, just fundamental to good progress, is what I refer to as the mental aspects of strength training. And by that I mean the skills of concentration, focus, visualization, learning to link the mind and the muscles, the mind and the body. And, you know, these are things that transcend barbells and dumbbells and kettlebells. They transcend push-ups and pull-ups and bodyweight exercises. They really tie into all sports, all areas of human endeavor. You know, they tie into the martial arts. The great martial arts masters have always, always talked about the mental side of things, the mental aspects. You know, you have so much of, you know, the Asian martial arts had such a connection to Asian philosophy. You had, you know, karate masters who were also, you know, masters at painting or a Zen garden technique or the tea ritual, things like that. You know, they were just always doing things with the purpose of linking mind and body and trying to build and develop the mind, the mental power, the mental focus so that they could find full expression of it in their physical activities. That's something that's always been around. I think that there is much less emphasis on it in today's world. And I have some thoughts about why that might be the case.
Why?
I mean, I think that we are in an information overload age.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have talked about one of your pet peeves, cell phones in the gym.
Yeah.
You know, and gosh, when I wrote Dinosaur Training back in 1996, you know, I have a chapter on concentration. It starts out with some guys in the gym, and they're sitting there talking about whether or not the president should be impeached. And they're not training. They're
right.
Just talking. And instead of training, they're just going through the motions. And nothing's working for them. And I contrast that with the kind of, you know, total tunnel vision focus that is required for serious lifting, serious training. I don't care whether you're talking about Olympic weightlifting, strongman training, powerlifting, bodybuilding. Doesn't matter. They all, if you're really going to do them at the top levels, they all require that same incredible, intense focus. And so anyhow, in 1996, when I wrote Dinosaur Training, you know, I was saying, when you go to the gym, you go to train. You don't go there to talk. So you have to have the no talking rule. You train. You don't flap your gums. Well, you know, then cell phones came on the scene. And
cell phones are annoying, man. I mean,
cell phones annoy everybody.
You know what the worst part about a cell phone is? You can shut out two guys that are having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost impossible to stop the Pavlovian response to anybody's cell phone ringing, even if it's not your ringtone. It's like just the ring, because your brain goes, that's a phone ringing. That's not my phone ringing. That's the process. Well, that's a phone ringing is like, wait a minute. Oh, no, it's not my phone. And so no matter what you're doing, a cell phone ringing is annoying.
And I completely agree with you. And it is a technological advice that is intended to be annoying, because otherwise we would just ignore our cell phones and then there would be much less purpose to them.
Exactly.
And in the same way, there is so much information that is coming at us from all sides, from all directions. We're on a 24/7 news cycle. Everybody is just getting new information constantly. And I think as a result, people are starting to lose the ability to concentrate. And that carries over into our workouts. And you can see it on YouTube. I mean, you start looking at YouTube videos, and people put videos up where so many people are just running through the motions. Boom, 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 fast reps, jerky, no focus. They're not into what they're doing. The proper way to do a set is to take it rep by rep. Every rep is its own set.
Right.
And that applies to warm-up sets just as much as your heavier sets, because the warm-up sets lay the foundation for the heavier sets that follow. But you've got to take everything has to be one at a time. Your focus is on get this rep, make it perfect, and then do the next rep, make it perfect. Now do the next rep, make it perfect. That's a totally different mental focus than what most people have, which is simply to get to the end of the set.
Well, and okay, and this is intriguing to me, and here's why. During the mm-hmm. commercial break, because I knew what we were going to talk about coming out.
Yeah.
I had a thought about what we were just talking about with loading patterns. There comes a time, and everybody who's ever experimented with the mind-muscle connection knows exactly what I'm talking about when I say this. There is a weight that you have that connection. If you're doing bicep curls, you actually feel your bicep being the primary muscle pulling the weight up, pronating the wrist. It's all bicep curled. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your triceps are being ignored. And it's all bicep curled. And then you can continue with that same level of muscular engagement until you hit a certain weight. Now, that weight, quite often, is not even close to the maximum amount of weight that you will be lifting in your working sets. So, my question to you, oh grand poobah of physical culture, is should I let that dictate the weight that I use for my working sets when I lose the majority of the connection to the muscle, mental connection to the muscle? As opposed to, I know that if I just clench my butt cheeks as hard as I can and rock a little bit and I just get just all the way up here, I'm going to be able to do these sets.
Well, if you're training for lifting competition, you may be doing the latter. But if you're training to build muscle, if you are training to progressively increase the strength of your body, I would say you always want to use the weight that you can control and master. And that's a phrase I like, master the weight. And master the weight does not mean, you know, every time I say this, I get guys who are like, oh, you're talking about, you know, using a really light weight and, you know, feeling the movement and, you know, gosh, that's what bodybuilders do, but I want to be a really strong guy. I don't want to do that. I want to lift huge weights.
You mean control the weight, don't you? You mean the ability, like when you voiced out the reps a moment ago.
Yeah.
We're talking about completely controlled, stopping at the bottom, truly stopping.
Yeah.
And then pushing up and stopping at the top. Going fully extending the muscle, not half, because you know that if you went full, you wouldn't be able to do 10 reps. You'd only be able to do 5. Hey, guess what? You're too heavy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about, when you say mastering the weight, you mean being under full and complete control, that if you decided to do 2 half reps and 2 full reps instead of 4 full reps, you could control the weight and do that.
Yes. Yes. And you know, I want to emphasize, I'm not talking about using a lightweight and feeling it and talking yourself into saying, oh, well, I'm doing something that I should be doing. I'm talking about using the heaviest possible weight that you can use, but still have that feeling of control.
Right.
And Carl, I really like the way you explained it. There's a weight that is the right weight for your training, and it's not too heavy, and it's not too light. And yes, you could use more, but you couldn't do it with the same degree of control and focus on the muscle or the muscle groups that you're trying to work. And similarly, you know, another example, a weightlifter, a powerlifter, at a really elite level, an exceptional elite lifter demonstrates complete control over the weight. A lot of people are under the misconception that control is, you know, doing 30-pound concentration curls. That's not control at all. Control might be doing a 300-pound snatch. Control might be doing an 800-pound squat. You're always controlling when you are performing at an elite level of performance. There's no alternative.
Well, evidence of control in a powerlifting competition, then we're going to take a break, is when the lifter is told to stop until given the order to either squat or press from the bottom up. You know, I mean, you see a lifter get beneath the bar and get down into lowest position, and then they say, squat, and he has to stand up. Well, that's control, because one judge may take a little longer. You still have to wait it out. Same thing with the bench press. Touch your, you know, you get it down to your chest, and you have to stay there until the judge goes press.
Yep.
That's why in powerlifting competitions, they're not only exemplifying your strength, but your ability to master that weight. Mastering it means controlling it, making it do what you want it to do, not doing what it wants you to do. Like, oh man, we're down here too long. You better press. We're going to run out of steam. So we have to take a break. When we come back, we have a question from a listener.
Okay.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. Today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, can check out GetDS.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge
no
them.
Two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This comes from an avid listener, a guy who not only listens all the time, but he emails me all the time. And I appreciate that, by the way. I like hearing from the audience. In California, C. Tisdale. He says, ask Brooks if he's familiar with fitness legend Leo Stern. I used to work out in his gym in San Diego, California. He had all of the old greats pictured on the walls in that gym. Apparently, he has been known to have passed away in 2010 after a successful career in physical culture. I think, if my memory serves me, he used to train the legendary Bill Pearl. Had old pictures of him on the walls in the gym. I love old gyms like that. Yeah, I know. We all do.
It's like going
to a 1,400-year-old church or a 2,000-year-old temple, as opposed to a brand new church or temple. I mean, you can feel the energy of the people that passed there before you.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Leo Stern was really, you know, one of the fathers of physical culture. Real interesting man, and you know, just had a very amazing life and did, you know, some really great things. He started a weightlifting club in San Diego, California, called the Hillcrest Barbell Club before World War II, with, you know, the local guys who liked lifting, and that's how a lot of lifting clubs operated back before World War II. It was just guys in the neighborhood would pool their resources, find a place to put the equipment, and they'd train. And that's what he had doing, had going. And then, like so many weightlifters, bodybuilders, physical culturists, he became a physical training instructor during the war and trained, you know, hundreds if not thousands of men in the U.S. Air Corps, including a young guy named Clancy Ross.
Oh, I remember that name.
Yeah, well, Clancy Ross, who became Mr. America in, I believe, right, 46. It was either 46 or 48, and became very famous through the Weider magazines that ran a lot of photos of him after that. Well, he got his start with Leo Stern. You know, so that's kind of an interesting, interesting little link there. Stern was a powerfully built man. He was strong. He was Mr. California, 1946. And winning the Mr. California in 1946 really meant that you were one of the top bodybuilders in the United States. And he was. He competed in the Mr. America contest in 1946, took third place. Alan Steven won that year. One of his first health studios had the name, and this is interesting, and we didn't set this up, Carl, but this is okay. What happens. I was talking about progression.
Right.
His gym was named the Studio of Progressive Health Training.
Oh, I like it.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that shows where people's heads were at back then.
Right.
The Studio of Progressive Health Training. And he was a strong, well-built man. He was about 5'8 and a half, 196 pounds, 49-inch chest, 17.5-inch biceps. Bench press 320, military press 245.
Wow.
Curl 190.
Wow, that's impressive.
Well, you know, a strict curl of 190 when you weigh 196.
Yeah, I know, really.
That's pretty darn good.
I wonder if they had to strap him to a bar, a vertical bar, to keep him from tipping over.
Well, I don't know, but I mean that's the problem. I mean, if you try to curl anything that approaches your own body weight, the problem is it pulls you forward.
Right.
But he had a pretty strong back. He deadlifted over 500, squatted 400. He could do side presses, a one-hand side press with 210 pounds. It's not bad.
No.
Again, I was talking earlier about in the old days, they would often have contests for reps. And he and Jack LaLanne had a contest once with a 155-pound barbell for reps, military press.
Right.
23, 24, 25, 26 reps or so. That's
a
pretty
lot.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
a lot.
Both of them are little guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, so back in the old days, he had another gym that he opened on Menlo Avenue in San Diego, and that's the gym where weightlifter John Davis would come out and train for some of his most important contests. You know, he would leave Brooklyn, where he lived, come out to the West Coast, which he loved, and he would train at Leo Stern's gym.
Right.
And in fact, he not only trained there, he slept there.
Really?
Yeah. So you've got this situation, and this is kind of interesting on a lot of different levels. You've got John Davis, world and Olympic champion, world and Olympic record holder, the strongest man in the world, the greatest weightlifter of his age. And he's sleeping in a gym in San Diego.
But do you think he was doing that for economics, or he was doing that because why would he do that?
It was economics.
Okay. All right.
It was economics. It may also have been a racial thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
African-American.
Right.
I don't know. But, I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing that Davis had to
I got to bet it's the latter. I got to bet
the racial thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad.
Well,
very sad.
Yeah. Well, it was sad, but you know, it also shows if you really want to achieve something, if you really want to do something, you can do it. You make it happen. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if you're sleeping on the floor in the gym. You don't sit there and say, "Oh, woe is me." John Davis didn't do that. You go ahead, you tough it up, and you make it happen. And in Davis's case, you set world records. And Davis did some of his best lifting coming out of that gym. There's someone else very famous who came out of that gym and really got his start in that gym. Can you think of who I'm thinking of?
No, who?
First name Bill.
Bill Pearl.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Tisdale said. He said that he thinks that Leo Stern trained Bill Pearl.
He absolutely did. Bill Pearl was in the Navy, and he was stationed in San Diego, and wanted to do some weight training for his primary interest, which was wrestling. and he started training, and he liked it. He got good results. And even though he was actually more interested in wrestling than anything else, Stern talked him into entering the Mr. America contest, and he won.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool. That's a gym. You can tell from the way I'm talking about this. That's a gym that I'd like to see.
Is it? You think it's still open?
I think that it is. I think it is. There appears to be. I'm checking on the internet. There appears to be a gym, Stern's gym in San Diego.
Yeah, must be it.
I am not sure if it's still open or not. I hope that it is. And gosh, if it's not, my question would be, I hope all those, I wonder where all those photos are and the equipment and all that great old stuff. I hope it found a good home.
Yeah. And even if it doesn't, we always have you to let everybody know where it was, what it was, so we can kind of relegate and think about it and talk about it and keep it current in today's fabric of physical culture. Brooks Cubic, always a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
Always a pleasure, Carl. Thanks very much.
Go to brookscubic.com, K-U-B-I-K. See what Brooks is doing today. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour and Gareth Denyer for coming on and honestly sharing his information about his happiness with the new Synthogen product. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Blueprint banner ad today, learn more. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.